Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Happy Veterans Day. Please take a moment to thank a veteran. But for them, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do. I hope that you had a great day. If you worked as I did, it was easy on the roads. but seriously, take a moment to remember our veterans. Thank them if you have them in your family and if you know them. It's a very important day. If you're on 95.9 FM in the Palm Beaches, of course, we're here every Monday night live, as we are on 106.9 on the Treasure Coast, every Monday 6 to 7. If you're driving, be careful on 95 or the Turnpike. Tonight's an interesting subject. Oh, my aching feet. Seriously, our feet and our ankles are so very important to the quality of our lives. But as you're going to find out tonight, we don't really pay an awful lot of attention to them until they're not working properly, or until we have a pain, or until something happens to that. My guest tonight, Dr. Suzanne Fuchs of Lux Podiatry, is here to help us understand the proper care of our feet and some of the latest treatments, which may be different, in fact, than you have previously thought. So when your feet act up, you're going to want to know more about Dr. Fuchs, who is my guest tonight. We have a lot to talk about. I also want to talk about the fact that John Tesh, if you're a regular listener to the show, is going to be in Palm Beach on Thursday night. He's going to be at the EC campus at Palm Beach State College, and I have two tickets. If anybody would like two free tickets to the John Tesh show on November 15th at 7 p.m. at the EC Campus Theater, all you have to do is be the third caller at 877-960-9960. Again, John Tesh tickets. If you want them, call 877-960-9960, and Mike will handle that for you. And I see the phone's ringing already. But anyway, the other thing I want to talk about briefly is election results. Last week I asked you to go vote. Apparently you all did, and so we have too many votes to count. I wish everybody would just calm down. Let's get all the votes counted. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. We had a lot of people. We have a lot of people. It's growing really fast. I encourage you to take a deep breath. It'll all work out. Whoever won will win, and whoever lost will have lost, and we will move on. Life will be good, and I'll be back next Monday. I don't know what else to say to you. Anyway, now to my guest. It's really, really a pleasure to have Dr. Suzanne Fuchs. Dr. Fuchs is a podiatric, am I saying that right? Podiatric foot and ankle surgeon. She's focused on achieving the best possible outcomes for her patients. A health and fitness enthusiast, Dr. Fuchs chose to pursue a career in podiatry with a focus on reconstructive foot surgery and sports medicine. She is frequently quoted in Elle, Reader's Digest, Forbes, Fitness Magazine, among others. Dr. Fuchs is a sought-after, nationally recognized subject matter expert. Her background is that she received her bachelor's degree from the University of Pittsburgh and continued her education in podiatric medicine and surgery at Temple University of Podiatric Medicine. She then completed her residency in my neck of the woods in foot and ankle surgery at North Shore LIJ Hofstra School of Medicine in New York under the guidance of top podiatric and orthopedic foot and ankle surgeons. Prior to moving her private practice to Jupiter, Dr. Fuchs worked alongside Fordham University's Division I Collegiate Team Physicians as a podiatric physician. She is currently on the staff of Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center, Surgery Center of the Palm Beach Gardens, MIVIP Surgery Center. Dr. Fuchs enjoys teaching various health and fitness courses. She's a health and wellness expert and has her own healthy lifestyle blog, which I read, Dr. Suz Heals, D-R-S-U-Z, Heals, HEALS.com. She's also involved in several local charities in the Palm Beach County area, including the Pediatric Oncology Support Team. Dr. Fuchs, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
It's my pleasure to have you. I think we have a winner for the tickets. I don't know if we do or not, but I guess they'll tell me. Anyway, So why don't we start at the beginning? Because I don't think anybody really has a clue what podiatry is all about, what podiatrists do, sure. what their area of specialty is. So why don't we do the oversight?
Okay. As a podiatric foot and ankle surgeon, I'm also a physician and a surgeon. So it's not just foot and ankle surgery. It's also biomechanics. I go over nutrition, health, and wellness. I really look at the entire person, but let's first start with what a podiatrist is.
Right.
Podiatrists treat bone and joints below the knee. It depends on the state. In state of Florida, you can actually treat all soft tissue and skin from the hip and below. But podiatrists mostly treat soft tissue, skin, bones, joints below the knee. Podiatrist differs from an orthopedist in terms of education. We actually begin to treat the foot and ankle during school. And our residency is totally foot and ankle surgery for 3 years, where an orthopedic surgeon would actually not go right into foot and ankle surgery. They would have more of a general background for their first 5 years, and then they'd only do 1 or 2 years of surgery following.
So not to cut you off, but you talked about below the knee, and yet your area of specialty really is foot and ankle. There's
right.
a lot of space between the ankle and the knee.
Right.
But podiatry in some places does pay attention?
Yeah, and in the state of Florida, actually, from right below the knee, or even the knee joint, you can technically treat the knee joint itself. But below the knee, if there's a fracture in the tibia closer to the knee, you can actually correct that if there's a trauma.
Okay. So do most people come to you for feet issues, ankle issues, a combination? Do they always go hand in hand? I don't think they always go hand in hand.
Yeah, not necessarily. Yeah. Some people will come more for, the things that we see most of the time in our office, hammer toes, bunions, plantar fasciitis, heel pain is really common. Ankle could be related to it, or it could be separate from it. So a lot of times if you it's like they say, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone, the ankle bone's connected to the ankle. So, it depends on, if you have a foot problem, it's not always just a foot problem. It
right.
can be the position of the ankle or the knees that are causing the foot problem, and vice versa.
So, is there a one main, problem that drives people to your office? Is there one main, do you see more of bunions, for example, than, other things?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I would say bunions, hammer toes, heel pain, Achilles tendon pains, ankle sprains. Our practice is known for sports medicine. So we see that very frequently, but also we see toenail problems, ingrown toenails. That's the difference too between us and an orthopedic surgeon. We also treat, like a dermatologist would treat, a skin condition. We also treat moles on the feet, suspicious areas that could be a melanoma or some other type of skin cancer. Some types of plantar warts can actually turn into a type of skin cancer, squamous cell carcinoma. So we treat that, we biopsy that, we can surgically excise that. So it really is, it really literally is everything below the knee that could happen. Diabetics, ulcers, we treat and try to prevent ulcerations.
It's really fascinating. I'm going to ask about all of these things. I just want to give a shout out to Steve Wilson, who was the number 3 caller. He wins the tickets. I know that all of the information is available. I didn't get a chance to thank you for listening, Steve, but I'm glad that you are. The tickets will be available, as Mike explained. And I thank you for listening to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Dr. Suzanne Fuchs of Lux Podiatry. We're talking about podiatric treatments and diseases, et cetera. So let's talk about some of the ones that are, that are most common. Bunions. I know a lot of people that I know mm-hmm. have had bunions or hammer toe, and I think of them as the same, but are they the same?
So when people say bunion, that's actually they're usually talking about the big toe joint.
Okay.
And that's it's that big bump that you notice on the big
right.
toe joint. It's usually caused by, it's not just the bony bump, but it actually, that bony bump is caused by a rotation of the joint itself. So as that, the big toe starts to rotate in one direction, the metatarsal bone, which is right behind that, which makes up the entire joint, goes in the other direction, and you start to form bone on bone. It's a rotation of the joint, and that's where you get that increase in that bone, that bony bump. And that can be caused by, there's so many different factors.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what causes this?
Yeah, it can be genetic. Most people say, oh, my mom had that, my aunt had that, my grandma had that. There's a component that's, there's a lot of research showing, it's a little bit controversial topic in the podiatry and foot and ankle orthopedic group. It could be that, but I've found it's actually a lot of the shoes that people wear, you know, the poor fitting, tight fitting shoes. It's not really like so many things. It's not just one thing. It's a combination of things. So tight shoes, high heeled shoes.
So is it more common in women than it is in men?
I see it in men, but yes, it's more common in men, in women, in women, not in men.
And I see it because everybody here is wearing flip-flops all the time. So it's pretty obvious when somebody has a problem. Do you have to fix it? And if you have to fix it, what does that involve?
Sure. It depends on the severity, just like anything else. If you let it go and it gets worse and worse and more painful, it's bothering you in shoes or when you're walking, it's affecting. I usually say if it's affecting your quality of life, and it's causing you so much pain that you can't perform the regular daily activities or sports, then you should definitely have it looked at and possibly consider surgery. There are other treatments, I mean, besides just changing your shoes, there are certain paddings and orthotics or insoles that you can get in your shoes, certain types of injections that you could have. It really depends on how severe or how rigid. We usually say if it's more flexible, maybe, and not as painful.
So you should address it sooner rather than later, right? Waiting too long is not a benefit for somebody struggling with this.
Exactly.
I don't want to spend all night on bunions and hammer toe, but I remember one of my best friends, his wife had the surgery, and she was laid up for a long time. It was a big deal, right?
I tell patients the surgery itself is the easy part. You know, the part I have to do is the easy part. It's all the rehab, the recovery afterwards.
Right.
Bone in general takes it depends also on what type of bunion surgery. There's also so many different types of bunion surgeries, but bone takes about 6 to 8 weeks on average to fully heal.
Right.
So most people will be, you know, off their foot in either a cast or depends again how severe in a cast or a boot for anywhere from 3 or 4 weeks up to 6 or 8 or even more if it's a more invasive type of surgery or if they heal slower.
Right.
So it really depends. You know, if you're a smoker, you heal slower. If you have osteoporosis, you may heal slower. And that's something we could
And this
talk
is
about.
Clearly age-related, as many of the problems with feet are. Right?
A lot, yeah. I mean, I have seen really severe bunions on young, especially young women by the age of even 20, 25, 16, but that's usually more of a genetic component. When you see it at a younger age.
Really interesting. You said something in the introduction about what podiatrists do. And honestly, until I talked to you in preparation for the show, I had absolutely no idea that skin issues were a big part of a podiatrist's practice.
Right.
Honestly, I was kind of blown away by that. I obviously toenail fungus, you see all the ads and you see all of that and that, but there are many skin issues. I mean, honestly, frankly, I struggle, more information than you need to know, but I struggle with skin issues. So, is that really common? Is that because of foot care? Is it socks? Is it shoes?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's so many, I mean, there's certain diseases that manifest themselves in your feet, and there are things that I've picked up: psoriasis, certain inflammatory conditions, gouty arthritis, things like that. But yeah, I mean, a lot of it, especially what I've seen in Florida, and I've been in New York too. I used to practice in New York. There's different types of skin infections that could appear here in a warmer climate rather than cooler climate. But it doesn't mean I've seen people that say, "Oh, I wash my feet very thoroughly all the time. I mean, they're very clean. Why am I getting this fungal infection?"
Right.
But it's not because it's not necessarily clean, but, you know, maybe you didn't dry thoroughly. Sometimes if your feet are really moist, especially between your toes, Fungus likes warm, moist areas that don't get a lot of air. So even if you're washing your feet, if you're not drying them thoroughly, you're putting them right into your shoes or your shoes that have no socks. A lot of people in Florida tend to wear shoes with no socks.
For those who couldn't see that on the radio, I raised my hands.
That can create a lot of extra friction and moisture in the shoe. So I usually tell patients to put socks on, put some powder in their shoes, keep the feet, your feet dry, your shoes dry. So it doesn't matter how much you're washing with soap and water, you can still get a fungal infection. And also infections can appear from, usually if your skin is nice and supple and smooth, there's no cracks. There's fungus and bacteria everywhere. But if your skin is healthy, the fungus may not, you know, probably won't be able to get into your skin. So if you're keeping it, you know, moisturized and any calluses you're getting that taken care of. I actually have something in my office. I don't want to plug myself, but
plug yourself. It's okay.
Like they call dermaplaning for your face. If you've ever heard of that, to remove, to exfoliate. We actually do that in our office. We exfoliate the skin so the products that you're using will penetrate better through your skin and you'll get nicer, smoother skin to help prevent, not just help treat, but help prevent fungal infections and open lesions.
And those kind of skin problems that we've been talking about really are not related to toenail fungus, which apparently is epidemic in our country. I mean, you just have to walk down the street and see that. But they are not related, or are they related?
That's a good question. They are related. You can get two different types of fungal infections in your nails and your skin. But just like I was saying with the skin, the integrity of the skin, the same thing with the nail. A lot of people will say, I never had a problem until I dropped this, you know, box on my nail and it broke, or I lost my nail. And then when it grew back thicker. And then maybe a year later, a few months later, I noticed this fungal infection beginning. So it usually, like so many things, start from a traumatic event causing a loss of integrity of the nail or the skin. So it can be related. I've actually, you can see that the fungus could go to the skin. The skin fungus can go to the nail. So you kind of have to treat both. A lot of times people think that the fungus on the skin is actually dry skin, but that's another reason you have to see a podiatrist to make sure that you're not just treating your skin like dry skin, that you're actually using a medication.
And your area of expertise in podiatry would differ dramatically, I would assume, from a dermatologist who was looking at that, and they would see that perhaps differently?
It's sort of overlapping. Does it? A lot of times I'll have patients that say my dermatologist, you know, started treating this. But a lot of other doctors don't really like to treat the feet.
Right.
For even dermatologists, I have a lot of dermatologist colleagues and they'll just send it over to me. They don't really treat toenail. Yeah, they'd rather just send it over to a specialist.
Not a lot of foot fetishes in the orthopedic world.
I always say, you know, if I had a foot fetish, I wouldn't have become a podiatrist.
that's really funny. The other thing, you talked about trauma before, and I was thinking, thank God for all the bedposts and stuff that I keep banging myself in. That explains everything wrong with my feet. I want to talk about so much more with my guest, Dr. Suzanne Fuchs, who is with Lux Podiatry. We're going to tell you about how you can reach her in a little bit. We're going to tell you more about her practice, but we're going to talk about a whole host of other things as well. We're going to talk about treatments. We're going to talk about plantar fasciitis. We're going to talk about PRP and cortisone and amniotic, which is a word I just heard. We're going to talk about surgical versus non-surgical treatments. We want to talk about diabetes impact. We want to talk about the difference between tennis shoes. So this is a really, really important show for those of you who are walking around. And if you're walking around, you are using your feet, which is really important to a podiatrist, which is why if you have any questions for my guest, you can call us at, oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom, at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best best interest of the client. Because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620. Or visit our website at palmbeach.comforcare.com. That's palmbeach.comforcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Happy Veterans Day. Thank a veteran if you can. There still is time. I'm here tonight with Dr. Suzanne Fuchs. Dr. Fuchs is with Lux Podiatry. She is obviously ergo a podiatrist. We've been talking about issues that confront our feet, which, you know, frankly, we don't typically pay attention until they start to give us some problems. So we talked about a few things. We talked about bunions and skin issues. But one of the things I think, which I know happened to me, and I'm sure it's happening to my audience, as we age, you know, our feet take on a different, not a different role, but either more importance. I should stop talking and just ask my question, which is, Dr. Fuchs, what role does aging play in problems with your feet?
Sure. Just like, you know, any part of your body, as you age, tissue changes. I mean, I usually sit, kind of look at your face as you age. You know, your skin right. Changes, your muscles, and the rest of your body right. kind of, I hate to say it, but it can degenerate a little bit. Right. And, you know, as you get older, you really have to make foot care a priority as we age, because usually, like you were saying, we don't really give our feet any TLC throughout our life until there's a problem.
Right.
And so some of the things that can happen, there are a lot of things that can happen. You know, one of the things as we age also, some people tend to gain some more weight. People lose weight too, but or it's not just gaining weight, but it's sometimes gaining weight and a different place than you had before. So it's like a redistribution of weight. Right. And that redistribution can change the way, can change your gait, our gait, and the way we walk and the way we put certain pressures on our joints and things like that. So that's one thing. And if our feet aren't healthy and we're not, you know, our quality of life won't be as good because we won't be able to be walking and exercising the way that we need to be. So if your feet are in pain, it's just a bad cycle. If your feet are in pain and if you're obese or overweight and that extra weight puts extra pressure on your feet, you can't exercise, you can't, you know, you can't walk or play golf anymore, tennis, and then you won't lose the weight, and it's just a bad cycle. It goes from pain, you know, I can't exercise, I'm going to gain weight. So that's one thing. There's so many things. You know, another spot that we tend to lose weight actually is our feet. So instead really? Of instead of places that we want to, you know, have weight, we actually lose. So our heels, there's a fat pad on the bottom of our heels and the ball of our feet. And as we get older, that it atrophies. And so when this fat pad atrophies, we put more pressure on our bones. And some of the things that I see are an increase in the incidence of stress fractures, heel pain. So some people will start to notice some increased pain on the bottom of their foot. Even if they had it before, it just won't go away anymore because they lost that shock absorption. Right. You can think of the fat on the bottom of your foot as a shock absorber, like you would buy a certain tennis shoe for shock absorption. And so you'll see I'll see a lot of people with pain in the balls of their feet. We call that metatarsalgia, but that's kind of a big word for just, you know, pain at the balls of your feet, or where it's called metatarsal heads are, a higher incidence of neuromas, calluses and corns on the bottom of the feet because you don't have that fat pad to protect you, so your skin starts to build up. The other thing that we see a lot of is a decrease in blood flow as you get older. So that decrease in blood flow can be due to things like diabetes. That can affect the blood flow to your feet. If you were a smoker throughout your life, if you've had blood clots, that's venous blood flow or arterial blood flow. But a lot of times when people have poor arterial blood flow, that could lead to foot pain as well. So we'll see people in our office, all of a sudden their feet are hurting, but they didn't realize that their circulation is really poor as well. So a lot of times we'll diagnose peripheral vascular disease, or PVD we call it, or diabetes, from just that first visit.
That diabetes plays a big role in what you were just talking about.
Yeah, because diabetes can lead to peripheral vascular disease, loss of, you know, fat pad atrophy, wounds like we were talking about before. So that plays a really, really big role. And, you know, a lot of times people discount, as you get older, their family members or friends, you know, they'll say, oh, my, you know, this hurts or that hurts, or especially their feet. And they'll be like, oh, your feet are just old and tired. No, there's always an underlying cause of why your feet or anywhere else in your body are starting to hurt. And it could be arthritis, like I was talking about before. Very common is osteoarthritis. It could be a gouty arthritis. Younger men can get this. Women can get it too, but women don't usually get gout unless they've already gone through menopause. Estrogen actually helps prevent a gouty attack, but, you know, it could be all of a sudden my big toe joint starting to become really hot and red and painful, and I don't know what that is.
Right.
But as we get older, some of these things start to occur.
You know, it's fascinating. I have about 40 questions that just popped into my head because of that. And I know we're going to talk about treatments because mm-hmm. a lot of my questions concern treatments, because this is not about me, but I have had plantar fasciitis and I've had the remnants of it for a very long time, and I have all the things you're complaining about, heel pain, and I wonder, of course, if anything ever really makes that go mm-hmm. away. So the problems with the feet, though, particularly given diabetes, poorer circulation, I guess the you know, are different for those who are aging as opposed to kids. Kids would assume most of their problems are structural, sports related, or
yes.
you know, accident related. Mm-hmm. The question I guess I have, because you are so healthy and write a health blog, are there particular exercises for feet that as we age we should do more of, or is it just a matter of walking and staying active?
Yeah, there are. You know, it's, I usually start with very simple exercises. A lot of times, very, very common, people have very tight calves and Achilles tendons. And the calves, the Achilles tendons, are deforming forces on the feet. So if these are really tight, or they have, you know, really decreased mobility, that can cause more pressure. especially on your arch and your forefoot or the front of your foot, your metatarsals, which can lead to things like a flattening out of your arch or a flatter foot, which can then lead to plantar fasciitis, which can lead to a bunion, you know. So definitely stretching calf muscles. And I go over some of these things in my blog, and I go over it with my patients.
Well, we're going to tell everybody how to get to your blog.
Sure.
In just a moment. And this leads to the conversation about orthotics. You know, who'd have thunk there was so much to talk about? If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight with Dr. Suzanne Fuchs. Dr. Fuchs is with Lux Podiatry. We're going to talk about her practice in a little bit. We're going to talk about how you can reach her specifically. Of course, you can reach her here by just calling us. I'm going to give you the number in a second. If you're a regular listener, you know that we're here every Monday night live from 6 to 7. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. If you're a new listener, we're glad that you found us. We hope that you come back. We're going to tell you how you can listen to us wherever you are. Even if you're just visiting from out of town, you can go home and still listen to us if the show is interesting. I like to think that it is. I hope you do too. If you have questions, however, for me or for my guest, you can call us. 1-877-960-9960. It's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here tonight with Dr. Suzanne Fuchs. Dr. Fuchs is with Lux Podiatry. She is a podiatrist specializing, obviously, in feet and ankles. That is what podiatrists do. But she has a lot of really interesting information. And the more that we talk tonight, the more interested I am in both her practice, what podiatrists do, and what she does specifically. If you're just tuning in, this is really interesting stuff. And if you have questions for my guest, you can call us at 877-960-9960. You know, Dr. Fuchs, we were talking before the break about, you know, heel pain, and we're talking about all, you know, kinds of the problems that aging, diabetes, all of those things play in the feet and how the foot treats us. I have a lot. Does the heel pain or the other kinds of problems that we talk about, are they curable?
Yes. So, I mean, that's a very open-ended kind of question.
Right.
But I always say with If it depends, you have to find the cause of the problem. So if you get to the root cause, technically it can be curable, but with something like plantar fasciitis, that's kind of a broad term. So right. itis means inflammation, but not everybody who has heel pain or pain in their arch necessarily has inflammation or currently has it. They could have had it at one point, but now it could be a chronic issue. So I like to really call it plantar fasciosis,
right.
which means more like a degeneration or a damaged tissue. So it can be curable, but I don't like to use that word cure, because once you have it, it's sort of the thing where you always have to be on top of it or treating it. So I've actually had it myself a long, long time ago. And I have to consistently always, you know, do my stretching exercises, mobility exercises, which is kind of like an at-home massage therapy, wear the right shoes, and I do certain strengthening exercises for the muscles in my arch. So there's also four layers of muscles in your feet. The plantar fascia is not a muscle. It's not really a ligament either. It's more of this dense connective tissue that's on the bottom of your foot that supports your whole
And I want to talk about treatments, but we do have a caller. So I want to
go
to the caller. So, Julie, welcome to Oh My God. How are you tonight?
Hi there. I'm great, thank you. Although I just came in from London. I'm a flight attendant. And I can be on my feet for a long time. And I've been working for a long time as well. I'm 66 years old. And I get stabbing pains in the ball of my feet at certain times. I have never had this before, and it's just started. I wondered if you can diagnose it just by hearing that it's so painful.
Sure.
If I take my shoe off, it'll go away.
Okay.
But if I keep wearing my shoe, it kills me, and it's only in one foot.
Sure. Well, I really can't give a full diagnosis over the phone, but it can be certain, you know, something called what's called a neuroma, where you can get inflammation of a nerve, and that can cause some stabbing, shooting, sort of sharp pain, and a lot of times that's worsened with shoes on. So like you were saying, it's worse with your shoes on, but it doesn't really bother you when you take them off. So it could be a neuroma, but I definitely would, you know, or somebody where you live would be able to fully evaluate you in the office to give you that diagnosis. But usually that type of pain is a neuroma. The nerve can become irritated from tight shoes and the rubbing of your bones on the soft tissue.
And Julie, Dr. Fuchs's practice is in Jupiter, and I'm going to give you her contact information in just a little bit. So,
And wonderful.
So, and I'll give you that, and I'm sure she'll be happy to see you because
yes.
I checked and she's taking new patients. So I'm sure she'll be happy
Great.
To see
well,
you.
I and need to see someone.
Well, you can't do much better than Dr. Fuchs. So,
Thank you.
But I'm going to give that in a little bit.
It'll
so
be my
get a
pleasure.
Pencil, and we'll make sure that you get in to see you. And I appreciate your listening. And London's my favorite city. I
me
hope you
too.
Have as much fun as me.
It's a great city.
I love London.
It is great.
That's why we want to keep walking.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a walking city.
All right. Well,
thanks
very
Dr.
much. Have a great night. And thank you for listening
thank
to
you.
Oh My God. If you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh My God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight with Dr. Suzanne Fuchs. Dr. Fuchs is with Lux Podiatry. She is, of course, a podiatrist. And as you can see, she's very accessible. And we're going to give you. In fact, why don't we do that now? Why don't we get.
Sure.
We'll do it again if the people don't have a pencil ready. But how do people reach you?
Sure. You can call my office at 561-619-3557. You can look me up online at luxpodiatry.com. I also have a blog, a health and wellness blog. I talk a lot about feet, but also other topics. DrSuzHeals.com, which is DrSuzHeals.com. And Lux Podiatry is spelled LUXE. Podiatry, podiatry.com. I'm on Instagram and Facebook under Dr. Sue's Heels.
And where is your office? You just moved.
Yeah, we just moved from Palm Beach Gardens. We're in Jupiter now. We're on East Indian Town Road, right before you get to the ocean, right across from the Maltz Theater, which I have to go over there, see some shows soon. And it's 1080 East Indian Town Road.
And give you your phone number again.
Sure. It's 561-619-3557.
So again, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom here tonight, as I said, with Dr. Suzanne Fuchs. We're going to give you her contact information again if you missed that. We're talking about feet. Dr. Fuchs is a podiatrist who's working on all sorts of issues. I met Dr. Fuchs through her work at one of the local assisted living communities, Discovery, which I know she's doing great work at. Everybody there is pretty happy. We're on site there as well. But so I met her there, and I asked her to come on the show, and I can't tell you how happy I am, because we're going to run out of things to talk about, so I'll have to ask her back someday. Anyway, if you have any questions for Dr. Fuchs or for me, you can call us, 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom on this wonderful, beautiful Veterans Day. Thank a veteran, say hello, appreciate what they've done for us. It is, in fact, really important. I'm here tonight with Dr. Suzanne Fuchs of Lux Podiatry. Lux is L-U-X-E if you're going to look her up, luxpodiatry.com. We've been talking about feet, and to be honest with you, I had no idea there was this much to talk about when we start talking about feet, and I haven't gotten to near everything I wanted to get to so far. But I think when we were talking about things, just before the break, we were talking about plantar fasciosis, mm-hmm. or plantar fasciitis is what I think of it, other feet problems. There are many new treatments available, Dr. Fuchs, right?
Yes.
Everything does not necessarily involve surgery. So can we talk about things like PRP, and I know you want to talk about amniotics and mm-hmm. cortisone, and then I want to talk surgical versus non-surgical.
Sure.
Let's rock and roll.
So, yeah, I'm going to just start with cortisone because in school, you know, schools and residencies, it's really has always been cortisone.
Right.
And cortisone, I say it's like, there's a few things I don't really love about it. It is, first of all, I kind of consider it as like a temporary treatment, kind of a Band-Aid, just covering up. You're not getting to the root cause. You're just decreasing the inflammation and thus the pain. In some instances, you really do need it. If somebody has an acute gouty attack, sometimes I'll give a little bit of that, or an arthritic joint, maybe a little bit. But even so, even an arthritic joint, if the patient already has maybe some healthy cartilage, it could actually, there's been more and more studies showing it could actually decrease like the viability of cartilage.
Or
decrease the cartilage and also cause atrophy of the musculature in the area too, or the fat pad like we were talking about earlier. We can't lose the fat pad and the healthy tissues we have, and it can actually cause deterioration of that. So I've really gone away from cortisone. However, there is always, I never say never, there's certain things I'll use it for once in a while. And then, you know, if you use cortisone once in a while, it's okay. But if you wind up doing more than 2 or 3 injections a year, that can cause a lot of damage. So I try to stay away from that. Some of the other treatments that we do, I don't do as much PRP as I was before, but what PRP stands for is platelet-rich plasma. What that is the process is blood is drawn from your arm, and it's spun down to separate the platelet-rich plasma from the rest of your blood in a centrifuge. That increases the concentration about 5 to 10 times more of the platelet-rich plasma. And as most of us, or maybe not most of us, I don't, you know, some people may not know this, but platelets help clot blood,
right?
It helps blood clot. That's what platelets in your blood do. But platelets also contain hundreds of different types of proteins and growth factors. So what we would do is then take that platelet-rich plasma and inject that. And so minimally invasive, a lot of this can be done in the office, and then inject that into tissues such as the plantar fascia, Achilles tendons, sometimes into joints, to prevent further injury, to help, you know, regenerate the tissue. It became very popular. It's been done for, you know, over 10 years, 20 years. It's actually been done, but it became more and more popular when these famous athletes like Tiger Woods, Kobe Bryant, Rafael Nadal, I think, had it, maybe in his elbow, I'm not sure, started having these injections. The thing that then I started going towards more of what's called amniotic fluid. Amniotic fluid is the protective liquid that's surrounding the baby. And what this is, it's ethically actually okay. That's one of the reasons I decided to use these type of cells, because this is the waste, the medical waste, that's actually discarded after a C-section or a cesarean section. And the mothers are given, they give their full consent. The babies are not hurt in any way, because again, this is what comes out as medical waste. And now these labs, FDA approved. These labs are taking this, and they go through a process of sterilization and harvesting these cells, and it's shown to contain even more growth factors than PRP, other naturally occurring nutrients that actually encourage cellular growth, soft tissue growth, regeneration. There's some collagen factors in there as well, some hyaluronic acid, which can help decrease scar tissue. And I'm using this with really a lot of great results and minimal to no, there's really no risk. There's really no complications. There's no rejection of these because of the process it goes through. They're clean, they're sterile. And ethically, these are not embryonic stem cells.
Right.
So they are ethically, you know, it's okay. And they're from young healthy mothers. Everything's tested before.
I'm curious because I've not heard of this. Do you have to do blood type matches?
Or, no, none of that.
So none of that matters?
No, none of that because it won't react. Wow. Yeah, it won't. So that's why it's great because unlike PRP, you don't have to draw any blood. So the patient doesn't, you know, some people don't want to have to get a whole bunch of blood drawn in the office. I've actually seen in the patients that I had before compared with PRP compared to amniotic fluid injections that actually the patients with PRP for the first 1 to 2 weeks sometimes had more pain than they had before, where the amniotic fluid have maybe a couple of days where there's a little bit of pain just from maybe the needle being put in there, but then they have really no pain and quickly a much quicker response where I've seen people with amniotic fluid in 3 to 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks, feel so much better, start in the healing process or 100% better, where with PRP it would take several months to actually see this. This type of result.
And you can use this treatment for what kind of problems?
So I use the amniotic fluid injections very commonly for plantar fasciosis, heel spurs where there's a lot of inflammation or scar tissue because, again, it has collagen, hyaluronic acid help regenerate the scar tissue, decrease scar tissue or help regenerate the tendons, decrease scar tissue, Achilles tendinosis, you know, before trying to prevent Achilles rupture, I've used it for that. I've used the membrane to actually during an Achilles surgery for somebody who unfortunately ruptured it before they saw me. After I repair the tendon, we can wrap the membrane around the tendon to help heal more quickly and decrease the scar tissue or the adhesions. Sometimes with Achilles tendon surgeries, you can get a lot of scar tissue or like a bulky thickness and not a lot of mobility. This actually helps decrease that. And it has. I've used it a bunch of times on the Achilles. And the other thing I like about the amniotic fluid compared to, say, bone marrow, you know, people can actually, there are doctors that will harvest your own stem cells, and then you can inject that into these areas. The thing about that, there's a couple things. There's more risky. So I've actually seen, I haven't done it, but I know colleagues who've done it, and some of their patients actually had infections at the site that they harvested from, maybe not from the site they injected, but the site they harvested from. The other thing is say you're 75, you're getting stem cells from yourself that are 75-year-old stem cells rather than from, you know, the amniotic stem cells, which are still differentiating into new tissue.
Right. It's fascinating. And this replaces some surgical options?
Yeah. So I've used it to replace it. So for, like I said, the tendon tears, I've even used it for partial tendon tears, ligament tears, ankle sprains. When toes, there's a ligament in the toes that help keep the toes straight. When they're torn, I've used it for that as well. Scar tissue, people with really thick, we call it fibrosis or thick tissue to help decrease the scar tissue. Instead of doing surgery,
we've used it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, this is really, really. So is it a laboratory that grows this?
Yeah, yes, so it's from
you got to order it.
Yeah, you have to order it. It's from a tissue bank. They're FDA approved. They've gone through, all of the credentialing.
Does insurance cover this?
Right now, insurance does not cover
this. No. I would think so.
No.
All right. Okay, we have another caller, so let's take a caller. I think it's Vicky. Vicky, is that you, or is it Dickie?
Hi.
Vicky?
Hi.
Hi. You have a question for Dr. Fuchs?
Yes. I have numbness in both of my feet, and I've been to quite a few doctors, and nobody can seem to pinpoint what's the problem. One of my feet is so badly numb that I can't feel it when I walk. And I'm not overweight, and... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think I have diabetes because my doctor tests my blood all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So numbness. You're right. It can be potentially from diabetes. It can be sometimes from being overweight. But if you, I don't know your medical history. I don't think you want to talk about it over the radio. But it can be from any lower spine or back problems. It can be.
Yes, and they said no to that too because I've been X-rayed. I've seen 6 doctors and nobody knows what's.
Yeah, some of the other things it could be. I mean, it seems like it's just one side from what you said, but it can be sometimes nutritional deficiencies. You'd want to get some blood work done as well. Maybe even see you. You know, you can, if you're in the area, you can see us. But I definitely would have to fully evaluate you. It can be coming from. Sometimes doctors will think it's spinal. Could be coming more from your hip. It really just depends. If you go ahead.
So Vicki,
I do have plantar fasciitis. I was diagnosed like 33 years ago, uh-huh. but that. I don't know. One doctor said he thought that was it, and he sent me to a physical therapist, and that didn't. The therapist says I don't need to be here.
Well, we're going to give you Dr. Fuchs's contact information again in just a minute. So why don't you write it down, give her a call, go in and see her. Maybe she can help you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
We'd
you.
Love to.
Sure.
Vicki, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
To Oh My God. If you're just tuned in and you missed tonight's show, I'm here with Dr. Suzanne Fuchs, who is a podiatrist. She's with Lux Podiatry. And as you can tell, she does some amazing things. We were just talking about this amniotic fluid. If you missed the show and you're sorry you did, I have good news. We podcast. So you can listen to it, even though you missed it. We'll be up and running tomorrow around 1 o'clock on just search OMG, I'm getting up, we will pop. Of course, if you're not a podcaster, and I understand that, I'm not. Usually, you can listen to us on my website, palmbeach.comforcare.com, comforcare.com. Don't put a T in there. Don't let autocorrect put a T in there. You won't find us. Comforcare.com, palmbeach.comforcare.com. If you don't have a radio, but you have a smartphone, and we all have smartphones today, there is an app for that. You can listen to us on your phone. Just go to TuneIn Radio, download the app. Select WSVU. Those are our call letters. Every Monday night at 6 o'clock, we're there. And, of course, we simulcast www.trueoldiesfla.com. TrueOldiesFLA.com. Locally, around the country, around the world. You are welcome to listen. Next week, we have a very interesting show, which I will tell you more about at the end of the week as soon as I figure out who it's going to be. And in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about Alzheimer's disease with the Alzheimer's Association. We're going to talk about the holidays and why the holidays are so difficult for families dealing with family members who have Alzheimer's disease. A lot of people come in from out of town. They're not quite sure how to deal with grandma, grandpa, mom, or dad. Maybe things have gotten better or worse since the last time you were here. We're going to give you all of the kinds of tips and tools that we can to make sure that your holidays are great. And that you enjoy them as you always did, even though you have a member who, of the family who may be struggling with Alzheimer's or other related dementia diseases. We're very excited. The Alzheimer's Association is going to be here. They're terrific, and I'm sure you're going to love that show. I've been here tonight with Dr. Suzanne Fuchs. Dr. Fuchs, give him your contact information again.
Sure. You can contact me. My phone number is 561-619-3557. My website is luxpodiatry.com. That's L-U-X-E, podiatry, P-O-D-I-A-T-R-Y.com.
And tell them about your blog.
Sure. My blog is drsuzeheals.com, where I discuss foot and ankle conditions, but overall health and wellness. The blog is drsuzeheals.com. Again, that's drsuzeheals, drsuzeheals.com.
And what your phone number, one more time.
Sure, it's 561-619-3557.
So we didn't get to talk about half of the things I wanted to talk to you about tonight, which is good because I'm going to have to ask you to come
great.
Back.
Great, I'd
hope
love
you
to.
Will, because you're
thank
a terrific
guest. Thank you so
guest.
Much. Thank, I appreciate it.
Thank you. You know, we didn't get to talk about orthotics, and I did want to talk about mm-hmm. that, and I wanted to talk about sports industries, and mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about a whole host of tennis shoes. We didn't even get to early warning signs. And
yeah.
I wanted to talk about
yes.
early warning signs. There's so much. So but if you're having trouble with your feet, audience, Dr. Fuchs is a good person for you to see. She has a wonderful practice. I know many people who are patients of hers through our work together at Discovery Village here in Palm Beach Gardens. Her office is in Jupiter. You really are terrific. For those of you who are regular listeners, of course, I'm thrilled that you're here each and every week. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Talks about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We try to stay current with topics that are of interest to you, like that which we spoke tonight. we're going to also we also talk about not just with doctors. We talk about a whole host of other issues, and we have some great shows coming up. As I said earlier, tonight is Veterans Day, or today is Veterans Day. Please thank a veteran. Get over the election day already, okay? We're still counting the votes. Relax. It'll be fine. I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. Get every vote counted. The world will be okay. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose, and life will go on. For the rest of you, please join us next week. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Every Monday night, 6 o'clock, 95.9 FM, 106.9 FM on the Treasure Coast. True oldies. Stay tuned for a great sports show, and we will see you next week. Good night, everybody. Have a good week.